This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to Volunteering Vibes, Volunteering Hawke's Bay's podcast. Volunteering Hawke's Bay connects people showing compassion in action through volunteering right here in our community in Hawke's Bay. Settling as a New Zealander is a goal for refugees and migrants alike, to live in a society where they feel safe, where they belong, and where they actively participate in all aspects of life, social, economic, cultural, and political. English language education is crucial to developing confidence and everyday life and work skills. Today's guest is Maureen Gillies from English Language Partners Hawke's Bay, who've been supporting and empowering newcomers for over 50 years. Hi Maureen, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about the work of English Language Partners.
So English Language Partners is a charitable organisation. We've been around, for nearly 50 years, and we work with new New Zealanders to help them settle in their local communities through English language, through the language they need for their everyday life.
Okay, that makes absolute sense. So how long has English Language Partners been in existence? Do you know that?
Yeah, so we started in the 1970s. So at that time, I think it was the early 70s, there was a big influx of migrants, so from Vietnam and the Pacific mostly. Right. There were people in local communities. I think Hawke's Bay was one of those early communities that were seeing a need for English language support. And they could see that these new migrants, a lot of them were isolated, couldn't work and were at home a lot. So the idea of starting this program of working with learners in the home began. So it was used to be called the Home Tutor Network.
Oh, so you actually work with people in their homes?
Yeah, it's one of our programs. So actually our volunteering program is the foundation of the organisation.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I would love to hear more about how that actually works. So you talked about using volunteers. So what do volunteers do for you?
That program, the Home Tutor program, we train volunteers across the country. There's 21 centres around New Zealand, so Hawke's Bay is one of those centres. So we train volunteers to go into people's homes to teach them English, usually once a week, maybe twice a week. Right. And the volunteers work with that learner one-to-one on the goals that learner has for their own life. So not like a language school where you kind of have textbooks and tell people what English they need. We are really learner-centred and goal-driven. So it could be a learner who, they might have a lot of health needs and they need to take support people with them to the doctor. So that volunteer might work with people to help with them with the language of the body, explaining illnesses and things like that. So it can be really targeted and I guess more relevant.
And therefore, the person's probably more invested in the learning of it because there's a direct need for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, different to a language school, different to school.
Yeah.
Where teachers tell you what to learn. And that can be a big shift for people because they're used to, depending on where in the world they're from, they're probably used to quite a regimented way of learning. So when there can be an adjustment when a volunteer comes in and actually asks them, what do you need? What language do you need? How can I help you? And it's really a two-way relationship. Because learning goes both ways. When you're working one-to-one with someone, a learner will share their lives and their culture with the volunteer. So there's, learning that's happening both ways.
Sounds awesome. So thinking about English language learning, and you talked about the different approach you guys take, so do your volunteers need to have any experience or qualifications in English language teaching at all?
No, in fact, some of them, not at all. So basically all you need is life experience, the ability, the ability to speak English, obviously, because, we're giving people the language they need for life in New Zealand. and just an interest in other people, other cultures, just kind of a love of people and learning about people. That's the main thing. And some of our best volunteers have had absolutely no teaching experience at all. So it's not to say if you've got teaching experience that we don't want you. That's great. But
that's a cherry on the cake.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it's, we're just people who really have a genuine interest in others and want to help people.
Yeah.
That's what you need, really.
Oh, well, that sounds like an incredible gateway opportunity for people. And I'm glad that you outlined it, because just looking at it from the outside, you might think, oh, I'm not sure that's me, because what's needed? What do I bring to this? Do I have the right skill set? So
yeah,
I think that's been pretty clear.
Yeah. Okay. And that's it. And I think sometimes people, when they come to our training, which I'm sure you'll ask me about.
But sometimes they
come and they feel quite nervous about what's involved and if they have the skills and experience. But, most people, they come into it feeling a bit unsure, but we support them through the whole process. We've got training that we provide. And then once we match them with a learner, we don't sort of just turn them loose. We support our volunteers and we're checking in, helping them find resources to help that person. They often pop in and say, oh, my learner wants to learn about this.
Yes.
And then we can, guide them.
The chances are over the years someone has encountered before. So
there's nothing new under the sun.
You've got all that shared knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have connection with volunteers every day. When people volunteer, they tend to think about the giving aspect of it. So what I'm giving. But one of the things we hear at Volunteering Hawke's Bay is about how much the volunteers themselves get from the experience. What do you feel about that?
Well, 100%. Like I was saying before, there's so much that people gain from building these relationships with people from other cultures, other countries. So it can be as simple as exposure to different cultures, different food, different customs and things like that. But often what happens is that friendships are built.
Yeah.
'Cause these are adults, it's a different relationship, as I keep saying, to, your traditional learning relationship. So often there's a real relationship that's built in friendship. So we've had, volunteers and learners who've worked together, and then, the learner might move into a class, but that friendship remains, and they'll do things together socially. I mean, once a couple of years ago, I went for a walk at Shine Falls with my family, and I saw one of my volunteers with her learner and her learner's husband, and they were having a picnic, and the volunteer's partner was there, and they were doing things totally outside, and they built that friendship. And so it's just a wonderful way to meet people. And
it totally is.
Yeah.
And that's part of that integration process. You talked about isolation when we started this conversation, and that feels like one of the ways of breaking down those barriers.
And it's hard. It's harder in smaller regions, I think, to meet people. And so that's just a way to connect with people you wouldn't normally get to interact with. If you're meeting your friends, you're making your friendships through work, or your hobbies or church or whatever you're doing, then you might not meet people from other cultures. So it's a bit of an added bonus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice for new migrants too, that they can connect, because most people when they come to us say that they want to make New Zealand friends, they want to find work, or they want to, do things around their life, but they often say they want to make friends, Kiwi friends. So,
and that's what can help us settle and feel at home. This is a place where we can be. I get where this is going. It's marvellous. So you talked a little bit about the support for volunteers as they work through you. So can you talk me through the process of someone contacting you and then coming on board and what that might look like?
Yeah, so when somebody is interested in becoming a volunteer, so they might come to us through the website. Sometimes people walk in and say, how do I volunteer? Or they'll call. So what we do, we have an application process. So they fill in a form online. We arrange a time to meet with them and have a chat about what's involved in the training and in the tutoring commitment that we're asking, so everybody knows what to expect. I think sometimes people think if I'm going to volunteer, maybe I'm locked in, you know, for life and things. So what we ask for is, you know, because of the training and having time to make a connection and support a learner, we ask for a 6-month commitment, which most people feel pretty okay about. So we talk through all of that with people at the interview. We do reference checks and things like that because it's, you're going to someone's home. And so we do that. There's a police vetting. I think most organisations do that sort of thing now. Yeah. And then there's the training. So the way the training works, it's over 3 full Saturdays, so which we make it worth people's while. We provide really nice morning tea and afternoon tea and snacks and things. And it's quite an interactive training, so it's not like I'm doing now, just talking.
Talk and talk.
It's interactive, so we try and get a good number of volunteers, so there's lots of opportunity to practice the skills of tutoring someone in the English language. We help people understand how to teach and teach the skills of learning a language, so speaking, listening, reading, writing. We talk about the, you know, our organisation, the language learning process, so how that works. So it's quite interactive and we try to make it fun because, you know, we don't want to talk at people. We want people to enjoy the training.
Absolutely.
After the training days, we then, part of the training is matching the volunteer with a learner.
Okay.
And so that's what I was talking about before, supporting people to work with a learner. Mm-hmm. And we usually do our matches over a 12-week period. So, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
So what about how do the volunteers support each other? So you said about people dropping into the office and picking up resources. So what does that look like when you're part of the team?
Yeah, so what we do in the centre is we arrange regular catch-ups and offer professional development to our volunteers. So it's hard to get people to come in all the time. You know, lots of people are working and they've got lots of life commitments. Mm. So we offer professional development in different ways. So sometimes we might have like a short resource sharing session. Mm. So we bring volunteers together and give them opportunities to share what's worked for them.
Yeah.
But we also have a few online, so like a short 20 or 30 minute like video and some questions that you answer, and that's all developed by a national office. And then we have professional development that volunteers and our teaching and learning team in Wellington put together. So people can just join in on a 1-hour Teams call or Zoom or something like that and get a quick sort of PD. Because, you've got to make it worthwhile for volunteers because they're not getting paid. They're giving time to us. Yeah. So, we try and do that. And then we also have an online platform called Circle. Mm-hmm. So all our volunteers, when they join and start the training, they can join up to that and they can talk to each other on there. It's kind of like Facebook. But it's all about volunteering with us. And there's resources and posts about events and it's kind of...
Tick, tick, tick.
Like you've focused Facebook.
Put a lot there. No doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling practical things.
Yeah.
And then we have things as simple as a coffee catch up so that's quite nice. They love just coming together and chatting and talking about how things are going. And actually that's probably the support that they appreciate the most, is just an opportunity to have a chat. It's informal. And so I try different things. I try different things to, cater to people's busy lives and...
Yeah.
And somebody will be able to do one of those things.
It sounds super flexible.
Yeah, well, we try to be.
So you're talking about volunteers and how busy they are. I wonder if you have any history with volunteering yourself. It can be quite normal for people who are involved in the not-for-profit sector to have a history, a little sneaky history they don't like to talk about in terms of their own volunteering over their lifetime. So have you had a journey like that, Maureen?
Yeah, and it's just a bit sad or very focused, but I started my connection to English Language Partners was as a home tutor in Wellington back when it was the Home Tutor Network, so I think that was 2007. And I taught a lady from Afghanistan and her mother-in-law for about 3 years in their home. So I started as a volunteer. I've actually done the training twice.
Of course you did. So you're really speaking from a place of experience then, yeah.
And I mean, it must be good to do it twice. Yeah. And now I deliver the training. But yeah, so, and I've been a volunteer, in fact, up until a few months ago, my finish with my last learner. So okay. I've kind of kept that going. I've been there.
That's so nice for people that you're talking to be able to say, I've been where you are. And I have experience in that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what detail might you be able to share about your proudest moment of working with English Language Partners without revealing anything there?
I mean, I think it's just a pretty uplifting place to work. So, yeah, when I was thinking about how to answer this before I came today, I guess what makes me proud is just these little moments. So, you know, I sit at my desk and I can hear the classes. And so, you know, when I hear people laughing and joking in the class and they're doing it in a language that's maybe their second or third or fourth language, that makes me feel pretty proud. Just that, you know, you see people socialising with each other and just even having a small part to play in that, even though all I do is kind of organise everything.
Oh, you're going to play that down now, aren't you?
But that, I just get a lot from that, and that makes me feel pretty proud. Yeah. And the other thing I think is when you hear learners talking about what they're achieving in their lives, because when they come to us, they all have specific goals, and it could be something that seems quite small, like, you know, talking to the doctor or talking to their child's teacher or, you know, things like that. But actually it's pretty impressive. I mean, I remember a lady talking to her teacher, so it wasn't even me, but she said to her, last night I dreamed in English. And I was, that's amazing.
Oh, you've made the transition. Yeah. So when you can think or dream in a language, you're totally there.
Yeah. And other things, you know, because I've volunteered myself over the years, so that the first two ladies I worked with back in 2007, you know, sometimes learners, depending on where they're from, they can't or they haven't had any or much experience in formal education in their home countries. So this older lady from Afghanistan, she was pre-literate in her own language, so she'd never learned to read or write, and her goal was to be able to say her address in English to the postman, and she did that. And I remember just feeling really, really stoked for her because that was, you know, that's important. She wanted her mail. Yeah. She wanted to be able to ask for it. She lived in a big sort of a big block of flats. So, yeah, that was pretty proud.
Practical and uplifting.
Yeah, and there's lots of little stories like that that I could tell that, you know, just those little things.
Yeah, and they're little things to us, but they're big things to the people that want them.
Yeah, you know? And if I was in another country learning another language, which I have done, you know, those little things that you can do in another language are so amazing.
Well, anyone who's attempted to order a meal or book a room or get a taxi will be able to relate to that. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to a regular program presented by Volunteering Hawke's Bay, where we promote volunteers and organizations across all of Hawke's Bay. Our website is vhb.org.nz. I'm Tracy Weston, and today we're talking to Maureen Gillies of English Language Partners, who offer a range of English courses to help with life, work and study. So is there anything in particular on the cards for English Language Partners this year? Any big plans or things coming up?
Yeah, so one thing is that it's the anniversary of our of moving into our new premises. We were on Hastings Street in Napier for a long time, and in December last year we moved into our new site in Dickens Street, next to the bubble tea shop, if anyone's looking. Okay. so that's quite cool. But it's coming to the end of the year, so this is the time when we celebrate with learners. We give learners certificates for their language achievements. We have sort of end-of-year Christmas or holiday events. Some of our learners celebrate Christmas, some don't.
Yep.
But it's nice to have come together with classes and also our volunteers. So we're just trying to arrange that now. Again, because as I said, they're busy trying to find a time when volunteers can hopefully come in with their learners, and we have just a bit of an end of year sharing of food, and people bring food from their own cultures, which is my favourite time. just celebrate all that people have achieved, and because they work pretty hard, you know, they're doing it, and learners are doing it in their own time too. So it's not just volunteers giving up their time. Our learners are really committed, and so yeah, it's nice to celebrate them. So yeah.
That's really cool. It's really awesome. Yeah. So if someone was sitting out there listening to this now and thinking about whether they might be able to get involved, either as someone who wants to access your services or volunteer for you, how would they go about that?
Well, there's a few ways. So at the beginning of next year, we are on the Volunteering Hawke's Bay website.
Yeah.
So that's a job I need to do soon, is to arrange with Volunteering Hawke's Bay to post vacancies, because we'll be training again in early 2026. So they can visit Volunteering Hawke's Bay website. Mm. They can come to our website, which is www.englishlanguage.org.nz.
Cool.
We've got a Facebook page, so you can search for English Language Partners Hawke's Bay. Okay. You can come and visit us.
Could they drop yep. by? Do you recommend yep. they stop by?
They can,
and come and have a
anytime.
Chat?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice, I think, if you want to just see who we are and what you're signing up for. So pop in and have a chat, and we can give you some information. We're 5/1 Dickens Street in Napier.
Next to the bubble tea shop.
Yeah. Which I don't go to because bubble tea is a bit too sweet. Uh-huh. Or they can email hawkesbay@englishlanguage.org.nz or text or call. But I guess if people go to either the website or Facebook, all our contact details are on there.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. And from there what we do is have a chat, and we can send information about the training, what's involved, the sort of commitment, and then people can decide if they're interested or not, and then we'll get back in touch and confirm dates and take it from there.
Off you go. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so a huge thank you to Maureen for dropping by today and for sharing this information. We love to hear about the work that you're doing. It's so awesome. And for everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. If you're keen to volunteer, if you're a solo or with a team, or maybe you're a business, we'd love to hear from you. Volunteering Hawke's Bay also runs workshops, trainings and networking for community focus groups. You really can make a huge difference right here on your own doorstep. So jump onto our website, vhb.org.nz. As always, we thank our friends here at Radio Hawke's Bay. We really couldn't do this without you. You can catch this episode and lots of other great shows at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Until the next time.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.